Shumas, Paragunov, Mishnah Yud. Badlikin Shemen Sreifa. One is allowed to light Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa, we've said in the past, is Shemen of Chuma that became Tame, and it stands to be burnt. And a Kohen is allowed to have Hanah from the burning. So we can light it in a base Knesses, Bati Knesses, Bati Midrashes, in a base Medrash, Vamvoyas, Ha'afelin, in the alleyways that are dark, Valgabe Ha'choylin Bishus Kohen. And on top of Choylin, sick people, meaning by sick people, Birshus Kohen, with the Rishus of a Kohen. So what does it mean, Birshus Kohen? So first of all, Tomach Leikas, the Yushalmi learns, Birshus Kohen is only going on Choylin, on a sick person. And Birshus Kohen, what does that mean anyway? So the Rambam learns that Birshus Kohen means that you get his Rishus, that he's Mamish, he commands you and he allows you to use it for that. When a Kohen gives a Rishus, then you're allowed to use it for a Choyla. Pashtus, it means that the Choyla is a Yisrael. Not sure why. It could be that they're just more makel by a choyla, but not by other people. Because once one has a rishus of a kohen, why should it make a difference anyway? But it sounds like they're only makel, if that's the way you learn it. The Rav learns that rishus kohen doesn't mean that the guy, that the kohen gave permission. It just means that a kohen's there. And like the Rav explains, ner le'echad, ner le'meah, because if he's going to have benefit from it, so it's not only for the benefit of Yisraelim, because since a Kohen's there, ner le'echad, ner le'meah, there's no difference to the candle that it gives the same light, that there's benefit to one person, just like there's benefit to 100 people. They're not diminishing the effect of the candle, and the candle's still providing benefit to the Kohen. Now the question is this Birshus Kohen, does this go on the previous examples? Forget about the Choyla. Does it also go by the Bati Knesses, Bati Midrashus? So Taisis Yontif brings the Yushalmi that it's only going on Choylin. But the other ones, Bati Knesses and the Bati Midrashus, that would be the case even if there was no Kohen. Even if you knew that in the base Knesses, there was no Kohen there, you would still be allowed to use oil of Truma. Aye, what's pshat? How can you use that? I guess l'tzorich rabim, they're allowed to use, they're allowed to have benefit from the burning of truma. The real issue we've said in the past of having benefit, you're allowed to have benefit from truma. The only issue is having benefit from truma that's during its destruction, which is while it's burning. And maybe by tzorich rabim, they were mekel. Rabbi Kivager brings Taisis though, in the Bavli, and Psachim, that learns that Pershus Kohen is going on all of them. Even the first examples as well. And whether you learn like the Rambam, that he has to actually be mitzava, or you learn like the Rav, that it just be that there has to be that there's a Kohen around that has benefit from it. Anyway, Mishnah continues. Bas Yisrael shenises l'Kohen, a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen v'hi limuda etzel avia, and she's consistently by her father's house, who's Yisrael. Now she's the wife of a Kohen. So avia madlik b'shusa. So her father's allowed to light with her rishus. So according to the Rav, that just means that she has to be around. According to the Rambam, l'charim means that she has to give him rishus to do it. She really has to give him rishus. Madlikin bebeis hamishta, avalo bebeis ha'evel. So one is allowed to light truma in a beis hamishta, in a simcha hall, avalo bebeis ha'evel, but not in a funeral home. Div Reb Yehuda. Why is that? The Rav explains that since that they would have very clean clothing, obviously they had nicer clothing in the beis hamishta, so they would be very careful not to be metaltal and move the shemen and the nair from its place. They didn't want to get dirty from doing that. Therefore, there was no chash that they would take the candle from one place that the kohen's by to a place that there is no kohen. Because that's the main issue, according to the Rav. To take the candle to a place where there's no kohen, and Yisrael is having hana without a kohen. Masha ain't came a funeral home, that they're not wearing such nice garments. They were afraid they're going to move it. Rabbi Yossi Amr Beis Ha'evel V'loi Beis Ha'mishta. Rabbi Yossi says that Dafka Beis Ha'evel, they're allowed to do it. Because the Rav explains, they're so brokenhearted, we're not afraid, and they have so much hachna, that we're not afraid that they're going to carry the candle from place to a place that there's no kohen. They're going to be much more aware of that. But by Beis Ha'mishta, where they're all happy and in a mood where they may miss things, and they're not going to be so aware and paying so much attention, because there's such simcha, we're afraid that they're going to take from one place to the other. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. Rabbi Meir Oyser Khan Vekan. Rabbi Meir asks both cases. He takes the chumrah of both of them. Rabbi Shimon Mater Khan Vekan. Rabbi Shimon Mater's both cases because he takes the svara that they both said lakula. And the Rav says that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Salik Maseches Trumos.